What's up there, good peoples? Welcome to the 15th episode of the Cameron Northleigh podcast. Today we're going to be talking about ways to improve your financial situation. This is a much needed topic to discuss. I get a lot of people that approach me looking for different ways to improve their financial situation. You know, they want to invest in real estate. Obviously, that's, you know, what I do. I talk a lot about investing in real estate and or purchasing a fixer-upper so that you can, you know, one day, whether you want to get into real estate investing or you want to open up your own business, a great way to get that started is to have your first home to be either a fixer-upper or a property that you're house hacking. In other words, you know, you're living in one unit and you have tenants living in the other units that are paying your rent, or excuse me, paying your mortgage for you. All right. That's one way to improve your financial situation. But that's kind of a bonus, because that's not one of the ones that I'm talking about today. But I do get a lot of inquiries, you know, people that approach me, whether it be in person or in the DMs or even sometimes in the comments of the, you know, my social media channels. And people just, you know, they want a better situation. They want their life to be better. They understand that, you know, things are not what they want for them to be, and they want to know what exactly they can do about it. You know, so this episode is for you. If you find yourself in that situation where you're not quite happy with your financial situation, this episode is for you. With that said, I do think it's important that I mention that I am not a financial advisor. If you are looking for financial advice, well, you certainly should seek the advice of a qualified professional, someone with a license to guide you on how you should manage your finances. I have always been a person, since I first got a job, as a matter of fact, even before that, I got a paper route at 12 years old. And I've been pretty good with money ever since then. You know, I've always saved money, and the adults in my life always knew that I was pretty good with money. And I would actually, 12, 13 years old, would have adults that were asking me for advice on how to manage finances, which I thought was crazy. But, you know, it is what it is. So I've kind of always been in this place. I've always found finance to be something that was interesting. I've always seen value in having money in my pocket for the just in case. So that's me, you know. So granted, yes, I'm not a certified professional when it comes to financial advice, but I know a little something about it. So here are five steps to improve your financial situation. Number one, you have to admit that you have a problem. And this may be easy for some and harder for others, but this is definitely the first step. You got to admit that you have a problem. If you don't see an issue, shoot, maybe you don't have a problem. All right, but you know, if you are struggling to pay your bills, if you don't have money in your savings account for emergencies, you really should have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up in your savings account for the just in case. If you don't have that, if you're still in debt, okay. And what I mean by debt, I'm not necessarily talking about mortgage debt, because I do believe that mortgage debt is good debt. There is good debt and bad debt, so on. But I'm talking credit card debt. I'm talking student loans. I'm talking car notes and so on. If you have these types of debt, then you know what, you got a problem. And yes, I did include student loans in there. I do believe that, not to get too far off track, but I believe that student loans, you know, it can be considered as good debt. I do consider it as bad debt. It's good to take it on if that's what's necessary for you to get yourself into a better financial position. You know, if you want to be a doctor and you don't have the money to put yourself through college and in medical school, then you may have to take on debt in order to achieve that dream. I have no problem with that. I think that that's great. But after you have that degree, I do think that it's imperative that you put as much effort as possible to pay off that student loans, whatever the field is that you're going into. If you have student loans, I do think that it's extremely important that you get rid of those student loans as soon as you possibly can, along with every other type of debt. I think that it's very important that you Do everything that you possibly can do to get rid of that debt. You have to understand that debt is holding you back. All right, it's holding you back from achieving your dreams. It's holding you back from living the life that you really want to live. Just think about this for a second. Think about this. If you had no bills at all whatsoever, no debt, you don't have to pay rent, you don't have to pay a mortgage, you don't have to pay student loans, you don't have to pay a car note, nothing, all right? And you're maintaining the income that you're getting today, whatever that is. How great would life be? How much more can you do with your life, with your kids? How much can you donate to your favorite charity, that charity that tugs on your heart? How much can you donate to that charity if you had no debt at all whatsoever? The car note is gone. Again, you're not paying rent to anybody. You're not paying a mortgage. And yes, I did consider mortgages as good debt, but shoot, if you can get rid of that too. How great would life be if you had no debt at all and you still had the income that you have? That is the position that I would like for you to get to. That is the ideal situation, okay? But do you have a problem? Well, you know what? If you're struggling to pay these bills, your car note, your phone bill, all these bills that you have, if you're struggling to pay these bills, then you know what? You got a problem. And the first step to achieving financial success is to admit that you have a problem. That's number one. Number two, you have to identify the problem. Now, I just named off a whole bunch of bills that you might have, but you need to be very specific with your situation. You know, I can rattle off a bunch of bills that you might have, but take the time to look at your bank statements, look at your credit card statements, you know, and see where the problem lies. Have you been dining out a lot? Are you spending a lot on just entertainment in general? Are you going out with the guys or with the girls, you know, once a week or several times a week and just, you know, going out to happy hour, spending a bunch of money on alcohol or whatever the case may be? I don't know your situation, but you do. Take a minute to take some time to look over your bank statements, your credit card statements, and see, where is your money going? Are you paying overdraft fees? Is your cable bill ridiculous and just absolutely uncalled for? Are you paying a lot in credit card interest? These are things that you want to look at. Just a funny story really quick about the whole cable bill thing. So some of you know, at the recording of this podcast, I still do have another job outside of real estate. I've been doing this job for almost 20 years, and I'm going to be done with this job September 1st, so I can just do my real estate, and which is what I really enjoy doing. But funny thing was, probably about 2 years ago or so, maybe 3 years ago, I'm going to say 2.5 years ago, how about that? I decided, you know what, I'm about tired of paying this cable bill. And granted, it's more than just cable, it's cable and internet and phone and all that, but I was paying like almost $300 a month. $300 a month is absolutely ridiculous. And I looked at my bill and I saw that it was not just cable, it's internet and so on and so forth, but they're charging me to rent the cable box. They're charging me to rent the remote. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And it kind of ticked me off. So you know what? I just said, you know what? I'm all set with these people. So I went down to the cable company and I canceled my service. Just canceled everything. You know what? I'm all set with you guys. I'm not giving you another dime. Did that. And then I got home and I said, you know, I probably should have discussed that with the wife first. That probably would have been a good idea, but I didn't. It was already done. So I had to work that day. I went into work after that little incident there, and I kind of knew this was going to happen. But while I was at work, I got a phone call. Wife said, "Hey, the cable's not working. Did you pay the bill?" Well, that's when I let her know. Yeah, I decided to cancel it. Yeah, that didn't go over too well. I think it was kind of a quiet night in the Norfleet household that evening, but we got through it, and we still don't have the cable, but now we got the YouTube TV and Netflix, which is much cheaper than what we were paying in the with having the cable service that we had. So that was interesting. So number two, identify the problem. Look through your bills, find out where you're going wrong, and fix it. All right, number three, educate yourself. There is a lot. There's a lot of information online, whether you are a person that enjoys blogs or you enjoy podcasts. Obviously, you listen to a podcast right now. There's plenty of podcasts out there that deal with financial literacy, and learning about money. There's YouTube videos, so on and so forth. There's books. There's so much information out there, so that you can educate yourself on money, on finances. Here's the thing. So many people have no idea how money works. So I would really, really encourage you to educate yourself on how money works. Now, I get it. For a lot of people, that's a boring topic. This is something that I like. Okay. So I do understand that. But I really do encourage you that even at a very basic level, you should understand how money works outside of just, you know, I go to work, I get my paycheck, I put my paycheck in my bank account, and then I pay my bills out of that bank account. And that's how money works. Outside of that, because that's really elementary. There's so many different levels. So I really would encourage you to encourage yourself on finances, on how money works. How is the bank making money off of you? How are credit card companies making money off of you? And how you can turn that around and have money work for you, as opposed to or alongside with going to work and making money and working for money. How is it that you can turn that around and have money work for you? Number four, write a budget. Now, I know that many people are not feeling writing a budget, but it's imperative. It's very important that you give your money an assignment. Tell your money what to do. Tell your money where to go. If you don't tell your money where to go, you'll have no idea where your money went. This is why it's extremely important that you have a budget. There are several ways that you can do it, that you can write a budget. There's budgeting software out there. I would throw out some suggestions, but the thing about money is that, or the thing about budgeting is that it's very personal. So what budgeting software works for me may not work for you. What budgeting software works for you may not work for me. I use a software called Personal Capital. I used to use a software by Dave Ramsey called Every Dollar. These are two good softwares, but again, I'm really not going to get into which software is better than the other. If you have to use an Excel spreadsheet, if that's what it takes to get your finances in better shape, then that's what you got to do. Do what you got to do. But you definitely want to write a budget. And in your budget, you want to account for every dollar. Like Dave Ramsey's software says, you want to account for every single dollar that comes in, and you want to assign it a purpose. This much money is going to be devoted towards paying the mortgage or the rent. This can be devoted towards paying the light bill, the heat, the gas for the car note, the insurance, so on and so forth. And you definitely want to also allocate some money for paying off debt. But the bottom line is that you want to account for every single dollar that comes into your household, or at least into your wallet or pocketbook. So number four is write a budget. Number five is to commit to financial efficiency. So take everything that you learned and apply it, live by it, internalize it, be it, let it be you, however you want to look at it. Commit to financial efficiency. You now have that budget. You now know where this money is allocated for, and stick to it. As you're doing this, you're continuing to educate yourself. Educate yourself on how to better save money, how to invest money, various ways to increase your income. Just a few episodes ago, I spoke on 22 different ways that you can increase your income through a side hustle. So you can listen to that podcast. You guys know that I'm really big on Bigger Pockets. Bigger Pockets is, once again, I'm not sponsored by Bigger Pockets or anything like that, but I'm just a huge advocate of Bigger Pockets. And now they're venturing out to more than just real estate. They have the Bigger Pockets business podcast. They have the, I forget what they call it, but it's the financial podcast where they talk specifically about finances and so on and so forth, and not so much about real estate. But it really is a great website, and I recommend it to any and everybody that's looking to better your financial situation, especially if you're looking to get into real estate investing. But you don't necessarily have to be. But once you have all this information is nothing if you're not applying it. So you want to continuously learn about finances, again, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. If you don't know in depth what these investment vehicles are, you want to learn about it. Commit to being a lifelong learner, commit to achieving your financial goals, and watch your financial situation turn around before you know it. I hope this has been helpful to you guys. Be sure to tune in next week. I'm hoping to have a special guest on next week, but I'm not sure if that's going to be next week or the following week. But that's all I got for you guys for today. As always, thank you for your time, and make it a great day.